Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. One of the things that has struck me in my years of astral travel is the need for healing, both in the astral and in the physical. Occasionally, when people die, they take their emotional issues with them. It would be much better if we could heal ourselves and others here on the earth, in the here and now. Today I am presenting, as an aside from astral travel, Healing with the Heart by Robert Bruce. I have been asked many times, how can we heal people from the astral? The point is, we don't need to leave our bodies to heal people. We can also do it from within our physical bodies. Here's how. Healing with the Heart by Robert Bruce. The Mystic Heart tutorial introduces a new energy waves-based healing method that utilizes progressive levels of heart center activity. It also discusses how healing works and from where the healing energy springs. Related issues like healing attunement and practice, with an emphasis on giving practical advice and instruction, are also discussed. No matter how you look at it, the act of healing profoundly taps the spiritual roots of your heart. The heart center, heart chakra, is a well-known key to all subtle energy healing methods. The reasoning behind this is deeply spiritual and mystical, but using the heart center is surprisingly easy if you go about it in the right way. The Mystic Heart Healing Method employs simple new energy ways based techniques. These make it possible to stimulate your heart center directly, causing it to produce a reliable flow of healing energy. This healing method has a number of positive aspects that many popular healing techniques lack. Firstly, this method does not depend upon natural healing ability, so it can be learned by just about anyone. All that is required is a compassion and desire to heal and a low level of energy body sensitivity. Visualization ability is also not required. This method employs simpler but more effective body awareness actions, which anyone can do after a few minutes' instruction. Regular use of the Mystic Heart method progressively increases healing ability and is therefore excellent for overall psychic and spiritual development. This method can also be adapted to empower any other healing technique you might currently employ, including group and distance healing. The Mystic Heart method involves two basic levels of energy, secondary and primary, so it is suitable for both novice and advanced healers alike. At the lower end of the spectrum, it utilizes a body awareness pumping action to generate a steady flow of healing energy through the secondary energy body circuit. Anyone can perform this level of healing, even a total novice. And as said, this is a truly excellent way to learn and develop higher levels of healing ability. It is also quite effective as a healing method in its own right. At the higher end of the spectrum, the Mystic Heart system utilizes the same body awareness pumping action, but this time it is used to induce the heart center, the heart chakra, to strobe. The strobe effect releases a very strong pulsing flow of healing energy through the primary circuit, through the major chakra system. This energy pulse can be so viscerally strong that it could aptly be described as a kundalini-level discharge of heart center healing energy flowing directly from healer to patient. A quick step back. I have been giving healing to people for over 25 years and have often been asked what healing is and how it works. I recall struggling to answer these questions for one of my first patients at a small healing center my mother and I started when I was about 24. This was 12-year-old boy, Jose, who was steadily going blind from an acute congenital eye condition. After thinking about my somewhat confusing explanation, I think Jose got the impression that I was some kind of angelic undercover agent. Jose took this to heart, and after his first dose of healing, had great faith that he would recover. After his second visit, Jose threw away his very thick and expensive glasses and refused to wear them ever again. He said that he could see better without them, much to the concern of his parents and eye specialist. I got a frantic phone call from his mother asking me to urge Jose to wear his glasses at our next appointment. But when I next saw Jose, he was adamant that he could see better without his glasses. But no one believed him, apart from myself. Jose struggled with poor vision at school, but his great faith paid off big time. On his fourth weekly appointment, Jose marched into my sanctuary with sparkling eyes and an awestruck mother in tow. After an earlier appointment with his eye specialist, it was found that Jose had now perfect 20/20 vision. His eye specialist was at a total loss to explain the reversal of the eye condition that Jose had been born with. I last saw Jose a couple of years ago. He is now fully grown with a family of his own and works as an electrician. It has been well over 20 years since the healing, and he still had 20/20 vision. In my youth, I performed healing intuitively and never gave it much thought. Back then, it seemed like a kind of magic. But more recently, I have given the hows and whys of healing far more serious examination, including the nature of healing energy and where it comes from. My continuing exploration of the energy body has provided me with considerable insight into what I have been doing all these years. As said, at the higher end of the spectrum, the mystic heart method involves stimulating the heart center, heart chakra, to the point where it will strobe. This produces a strong energy pulse on the primary level, major chakra level, that can be aptly branded a kundalini-related energy discharge. This energy can be utilized during the healing act with great effect. Kundalini energy is the strongest subtle bioenergy phenomenon that the human body is capable of experiencing, especially the Uraeus serpent of fire phenomenon. Raising and developing the kundalini to its full extent, as I have done, is not for the faint-hearted. As you probably already know, kundalini energy can be as destructive as it can be beneficial for the untrained and uninitiated. Developing kundalini to any significant level usually involves many years of self-discipline and training, that is, if one hopes to mentally and physically survive the process intact. But kundalini-related energy can be utilized safely on a very basic level for healing without actually raising kundalini itself. The dangers involved with using and developing my method of healing are quite minimal, unlike the practice of actually raising kundalini. Using this method of healing regularly is also a safe and natural way of nurturing the development of the kundalini energy aspects of your energy body. The fundamentals of healing. Healing comes from the heart. No matter how you describe it, the essence of healing involves a spiritual act of mature compassion and unselfish love. Simply put, healers raise, generate, and/or project spiritual energies that are beneficial to the health of their patients. These energies flow from healers into the subtle spiritual bodies of their patients, working on the causal, subtle, and gross levels. This ultimately affects patients' physical bodies and minds, thereby causing healing in physical, mental, and spiritual disease conditions. At the most basic level possible, diseased areas of the energy body can be said to result from either having too little positive energy or of having an accumulation of negative energy. The fundamental spiritual healing process involves strong but subtle healing energies, replenishing, repairing, and removing blockages from damaged, distorted, and depleted areas of the human energy body, including all subtle bodies, astral, mental, etc. The act of healing causes depleted areas of the human energy body to be replenished and healed, and negative energies to be converted, removed, or replaced with positive energies. This process also reconnects and repairs damaged and blocked subtle energy pathways and conduits within the human energy body so it can function in a healthy way on all levels. The level and amount of healing energy that any healer can produce has a direct relationship with the end result. All natural healing abilities aside, this is why long-term training and development are important aspects of the healing path. Negative energies and forces and various types of negative entities, influences and thought forms can have more than a little to do with the manifestation of disease conditions. The interference these things can cause in the human energy body are fundamentally involved with subtle energy body dysfunction and disease. Karma and unhealthy thinking, action and lifestyle play an important part on the causal level of this equation. But the actual existence and manifestation of disease on both subtle and gross levels often involves interference from negative forces, plus the accumulation of negative energies. People with the ability to see auras frequently observe disease-causing negative energies in people's auras. This phenomenon is well known. See my online article, Aura Sight Training Manual, at www.astraldynamics.com for more details on pre-disease aura symptoms. Symptoms can appear in the aura days or even weeks before a disease actually produces physical symptoms. Aura disease symptoms range from localized to widespread areas of aura discoloration and distortion. What these look like to an observer depends on what type of disease is about to manifest. Holes, texture anomalies, discoloration, jagged edges to aura layers are all common pre-disease symptoms. Healing methods have many labels such as pranic healing, reiki, jorei, spiritual healing, mental healing, spirit healing, channeled healing, magnetic healing, shamanic healing, to name but a few. All of these methods work to some extent, but all direct methods depend upon a healer's fundamental ability to produce and transmit healing energy. The energies utilized by all the above methods are essentially the same. The differences are mainly in the techniques and resources that are utilized by healers to connect with, produce, and/or transmit these energies. All healers connect with their patients through psychic and empathic means, and all generate and/or attune to spiritual healing sources in order to produce healing energy. What is subtle energy? The big questions in any discussion of subtle energy are, what is it and where does it come from? Subtle energy goes by many names, some ancient and some modern, including prana, ki, life force, soul essence, magnetic fluid, orgone, and the quantum physics contribution of the zero-point field. To put the concept of subtle energy into a proverbial nutshell, beneath the fabric of the physical universe lies an invisible sea of limitless energy potential. This universal energy continually flows into the physical universe and in doing so creates physical matter and life in all their wondrous varieties. The universe can be broken down into three basic levels: gross, subtle, and causal. The gross level is a physical universe. The subtle level includes all known dimensional levels, astral, mental, etc. The causal level exists behind the subtle level, beyond the void, in what could be called the region of the unknown and the unknowable. Universal energy flows from the causal level, takes on elemental form and intent in the subtle level, and then physically manifests in the gross physical level as a finished product. Metaphysically speaking, on the causal and subtle levels, universal energy divides into the basic elemental forms: fire, earth, air, water, and spirit. These are the elements of creation. These manifest in various combinations in the physical universe where they create physical matter and life. All matter and all life forms are composed of elemental energies. Invisibly permeating the entire physical universe beneath the surface lies an infinite sea of potential energy. All living things rely on this energy for life and health. More to the point, human beings have complex energy bodies that are intimately connected with this sea of universal life force energy. The more energy that flows through a person's energy body, the healthier and more vital and powerful will that person become. A healthy human energy body maintains itself by drawing into itself a natural flow of subtle life energy, enough to keep it alive and healthy. This energy is collected in many ways and from many sources, including breathing and eating. Energy is also exchanged between people in various ways, including touch, conversation, sex, etc. The human energy body converts this raw universal life force into many different types of energy, including physical, emotional, sexual, intellectual, and spiritual energies, including psychic and healing energies. Some of these energies are used immediately, and some are stored in the energy body's three main storage areas: the subnavel, subheart, and subbrow storage centers. New healing method. Following is a method I intuitively developed and have used all my life for both contact and distance healing. I have examined many healing methods over the years, but have so far found nothing to compare with my original method. This is simple and easy to learn, as the body awareness actions involved become almost automatic with a little practice. This method requires minimal mental activity and effort on the part of the healer, which allows a healing attunement and intention to be held with a clear and focused mind. This last is key, as the less a healer's conscious mind is subvocally involved with the healing act, the more strongly healing energy can flow. Apart from the all-important spiritual attunement, my basic healing method involves using body awareness actions to stimulate the energy body into producing a flow of healing energy from the heart center, heart chakra. In essence, the full method involves raising and accumulating energy in the heart center until it strobes. The healer raises energy with a body awareness pumping action up the legs and torso to the heart center. This energy is then pushed down through the arms and hands and into the patient. At the start of this healing act, healing is given on the secondary level, but the pumping action causes the heart centre to accumulate energy. When this level of energy reaches a critical point, the heart centre will strobe powerfully and release its full potential of healing energy on the primary circuit level. This energy strobe is both high in quality and quantity, and the strong flow of healing energy is very noticeable for both healer and patient alike. The ability to cause one's heart centre to strobe at a significant level involves some practice and development, depending on natural ability, of course. But novice healers can still use this method to give beneficial healing on the secondary level, even though in the beginning their heart centres may not actually be felt to strobe during the healing act. Combined with regular meditation, spiritual practices and energy body development work, this healing method is the best way I know to train and develop strong healing abilities. Higher levels of heart centre involvement in the healing act will be achieved with time and practice. Healing attunement. Experienced healers find that the healing energy starts flowing involuntarily when they come into close contact with persons in need of healing. An automatic psychic empathic patient healer connection causes this phenomenon. The more often you give healing, the more sensitive will this connection become. The healing act depends not only on subtle energies, but also on the healer's spiritual, empathic, and psychic attunement. During healing, a kind of three-way connection occurs between the healer, the healer's higher self, and, of course, the patient. The ability to empathically and or psychically connect with a patient is fundamental to every healing act. Without this connection, spiritual healing simply cannot occur. With some methods of healing, the healer's direct energy body participation ends with the formation of the three-way connection discussed above. The healer thereby attunes the patient to an independent healing source and takes no further part in the actual energy transfer involved with the healing act. Healer and patient must be connected in some way for healing energies to flow from one to the other. This type of healer-patient connection can be likened to how high-pressure fluid or gas will always flow into low-pressure areas when they are connected. Healers can be said to have abundant high-pressure subtle energy potential, and their patient to have a low-pressure energy deficit. The essence of healing attunement and intention is to connect with and manifest the quiet and mature compassion of one's higher self. This is like having and expressing a huge inner smile that loves, understands, and is full of mature, fatherly, motherly compassion. Mature compassion is like a rock. It is solid and tangible, patient and forgiving, sage and understanding. This must be devoid of distracting feelings like pity and grief and spiritual zeal, as such strong emotions can hinder and even block the flow of healing energies through healers. The feeling to aim for is like how it would feel to be a grandparent serenely rocking your baby grandchild to sleep at the end of the day. As a healer, you must stay calm and centered at all times. You should not become too involved with your patient's conditions. You should sense the pain and emotion of your patients, yes, but without emoting or expressing the same. You must stand like a mountain in a storm and let the emotional onslaught pour over you and wash away. Some healers have naturally strong empathic and/or psychic abilities and thus connect very easily with patients. Basically, this is how healers are identified as being healers. This is why they can give healing in the full awake state, using no mental or body awareness techniques to stimulate healing. Such healers merely lay hands on patients and energy just begins to flow all by itself, with no particular healing technique being used, while they chat away with patients and friends. Healing energy will flow in the above circumstance, yes, but only because healers are performing naturally. However, this level of healing can be greatly improved upon if healers hold a quiet mental state of attunement and utilize body awareness techniques, both of which stimulate a stronger flow of healing energy. Healing act preparation. To begin with, relax, meditate, and center yourself physically and mentally. Next, pre-stimulate your feet, legs, and arms as per the new energy ways method. Then use the full body circuit for a few minutes. Some light primary centre stimulation should then be performed, with a little extra time being spent on the heart centre. All this may sound like a lot to do, but with a little practice it only takes a few minutes. In time, your bodily intelligence will automate this preparation to the point where you will just fall into the healing state naturally and with minimal effort. This healing method is more powerful if you spend some time preparing yourself before giving healing. Perform a full relaxation exercise, do some energy work, meditate, and then maintain this state throughout the healing process. The full trance state is best, but any level will improve the healer-patient connection and increase the amount of healing energy that can be produced. A trance is a deeply relaxed state that causes your level of consciousness to alter. This occurs when the physical body is allowed to fall asleep while the mind stays awake. The energy body is more active, subtle energies flow more strongly, and psychic abilities are keener in the trance state. Healing can be done anywhere and in any position, even while you are standing if you have enough experience. I prefer to use two kitchen chairs and to be within easy arm's reach of my patient. A bed, couch, or padded bench can also be used for patients. These are preferable for patients with conditions that make it difficult for them to sit comfortably. When you are ready to begin, have your patient sit in front of or side on to you, or stand behind them if you prefer. Ask them to close their eyes and relax. Instruct them not to talk to or to touch you until the healing act is completed. Be firm about this, as it is important to stop patient chatter and other such distractions. These can break the healing focus, which is a delicately balanced state of being. Close your eyes and relax for a few moments. Say a simple prayer, mentally or aloud, asking healing for your patient. Keep this short and simple. Verbose prayers will interfere with your ability to hold the healing attunement and intention. Keep your mind as clear of subvocal words and thoughts as possible. The body awareness actions you will be using are enough to occupy your mind and will help to hold it clear. This clarity of mind will help you maintain the healing focus. The healing state of focus and intention do not involve words. Wordlessly express a profound, unselfish, and compassionate desire to heal. Feel this welling up inside you. Sense and sympathize with your patient's pain and needs. Yes, but do this in a mature, fatherly, motherly way. Hold yourself above and beyond any pain, distress, and emotional turmoil. Mystic Heart Contact Healing Method. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths and deepen your level of mental, physical relaxation. Trance state, if possible. Clear your mind and feel yourself falling into yourself, moving deeper and deeper. When you are ready, reach out and place your hands on your patient and begin the healing act. I normally sit side on to my patient and place one hand on the back of his or her head and on his or her heart. Sometimes my hands are guided by intuition. I then move my hands over my patient, not touching, but an inch or so above, and often find hot and cold patches. These are areas needing attention, so I let my hand rest there a while before moving on. I like to finish by returning my hands to my patient's head and heart. Do not pray any more after the initial short prayer for healing. In particular, do not mentally implore or beg God or spirits or whatever repeatedly for mercy, intervention, and healing. Such verbosity overly complicates the healing act and will reduce or even block the healing energy flow. This breaks your quiet mental state and interferes with the healer-patient attunement and connection. As much as possible, your mind should be held clear of words during healing. Only the healing intention should be held in mind. Focus on your breathing and on your body awareness pumping action. After placing your hands on your patient, draw energy up through both your feet and legs, through your torso to your heart center, middle of the chest, and then feel this energy moving through your shoulders and pouring down through both your arms and hands and into your patient. The breathing method below will help regulate this pumping action. In time, this will become automatic. Imagine your body is a big X, the center of the X being your heart, and with the extenders of the X being your arms and legs. During the in-breath, draw energy up through your feet and legs and torso to your heart center. Let energy accumulate in your heart as you finish the whole in-breath. During the out-breath, push energy from your heart through your shoulders and down through your arms and hands and into your patient. Let the energy flow for the duration of the whole out-breath. Breathe deeply and regularly, but not too fast, or you will hyperventilate. A smooth body awareness pumping action should be aimed for. Each complete energy pump cycle from feet through heart to hands should take one complete breath cycle, in and out. you will quickly develop a feel for this pumping action. The path of energy through your body does not have to be exact or detailed, as long as your body awareness action, which is what stimulates and moves the energy, stays in contact with your physical body during the entire process. For example, your shoulders do not actually have to be felt. Just push the energy up to your heart and then down through your arms. You should continue the above energy pumping action throughout the healing act with each patient. If your heart center does not strobe, continue this for several minutes, or as long as desired. When your heart center does strobe, tingling waves of strong energy will be felt flowing up through your legs, spine and chest, down your arms and into your patient. This is a bit like the adrenaline-type whole-body tingling rush that a particularly touching and or uplifting piece of music can cause. Rest and stay quiet between patients, and work on holding on to or deepening your relaxed and attuned state by gently meditating. Do not talk or do anything else that may erode your attuned state of being. If you have to visit the bathroom, slit your eyes and walk slowly and carefully, and do not speak to or interact with anyone. When you return, meditate for a couple of minutes to restore your attunement before recommencing healing. Heart center strobe effect. One of the many functions of primary energy centers, major chakras, is their ability to accumulate energy, much like an electronic capacitor. When the level of energy in a primary energy center reaches a critical point, it will strobe and release its full potential of energy. The strobe effect releases a very powerful energy. As said, this could be likened to a kundalini-level discharge of energy. The strobe effect also flash activates other primary energy centres, other major chakras, and temporarily forges strong primary centre connections throughout the energy body. The primary centre circuit is thus created. This could aptly be described as an early pre-kundalini state. A primary-level flow of energy is thus enabled. The existence of the primary centre circuit is only temporary. It is heavily dependent on the healer's energy resources, high potential, plus on the patient's energy needs, low potential. When the patient is full, the flow of primary level energy will reduce considerably. The primary center circuit can then be said to deactivate. The trick is for healers to maintain the healing attunement state so that the primary circuit will flicker on and off as required for each patient. If you are new to body awareness actions, bioenergy work and other related disciplines, you will have to learn and nurture these fundamental skills. But even if your heart center does not strobe to begin with, a significant level of healing will still take place. This involves healing through the secondary level of your energy body. This level of healing should not be discounted, as it is a powerful method in its own right. In my case, it took about a year of giving regular healing before my heart center began to strobe noticeably. At first, heart center strobes were intermittent and unreliable. At the time, I did not even recognize these for what they were. No one I asked knew either, and I found no mention of this in any of the books I consulted. It is only now, in hindsight, that I can see what was happening. Heart center strobes became steadily more frequent and dependable, eventually becoming a major part of every healing I did. Looking back, I think my development of heart center strobe ability was hindered by my mind being too involved with patients during the healing act. I was sub-vocalizing too much. It took time for me to learn how to let go and just go with the healing act naturally and quietly. It also took time to master the ability to hold the full trance state while I was healing, which helps considerably. How much practice it will take before your heart center begins to strobe will depend on your level of bioenergy development, all natural ability aside. But your heart center will begin strobing if this method is learned and practiced regularly. The best way to develop is to give healing often. If you are serious about the healing path, daily meditation and spiritual discipline, plus energy body development work, should also be practiced for 1 or 2 hours per day. A heart center strobe is an unmistakable, visceral bioenergy event involving a lot of emotional love energy. This involves very noticeable bioenergy movement sensations as the heart center becomes emotionally involved with the healing act. When this phenomenon first begins to manifest, it may be localized only to the upper back, arms and hands. But a full power heart center strobe can cause massive whole body semi-orgasmic tingling waves of energy, particularly strongly through the whole back, chest, arms and hands. This is a very pleasurable and invigorating sensation for the healer. The patient will usually feel heat and tingling and other healing-related sensations when this occurs. One point I would like to bring up here is the emotional effects strong healing energies can have upon patients. It is common for patients new to the healing act to experience spontaneous emotional outpourings. Patients may break down and cry heavily. I generally just hug them until they feel better. But there is more to this than just comforting patients. During this hug, a lot of emotional energy passes between healer and patient. This helps ground and balance the patient's heart center, restoring peace of mind and uplifting them. Many patients appear to fall sound asleep during healing. This is peculiar, because if they were alone in the room sitting in a hard chair with no head support, they would not be able to fall asleep. I think the healing attunement affects patients more than is suspected. In a way, they seem to be drawn into a trance state, which relates to sleep, by their close connection with their healers. Another point worthy of mention is how the outpouring of healing love from healers can cause mixed messages in patients. For some patients, the healing act may be the strongest feeling of love they have ever experienced. Because of this, it is common for patients to fall in love with their healers. It is therefore the duty of all healers, like medical doctors, to maintain a professional distance and to make healer-patient boundaries very clear. Love is the essence of healing, and the heart center is the main healing organ of the human energy body system. With regular development and practice, a healer's energy body will become steadily more and more attuned with and involved in the healing act. In time, other primary energy centers, major chakras, will also start becoming involved with the healing act. This depends upon the energy body makeup and development of the healer in question. If the brow and crown centers become involved in the healing act, brilliant mind's eye flashes of light, visions, and other such psychic phenomena may also occur during healing. Given the nature of healer-patient attunement, these will usually relate to the patient at hand. When your heart center strobes, the intensity of your breathing may increase. You may find yourself gasping and panting heavily as a strobe peaks. This is perfectly natural and normal. Go with this as it will help you take in more energy, which will further increase the flow of healing energy. It is important to stay in control and not allow yourself to become too emotionally overcome and swept away by all these powerful sensations. Just let it all happen and go with the flow. If you become too involved with the heart center strobe, you could momentarily lose consciousness. For example, you could faint. A healer must stay in control at all times. The heart center will usually pulse several times during each strobe episode, rising in intensity and then fading and stopping. The intensity of this is affected by the development of the healer, plus the condition and needs of the patient. Episodes of heart center strobing can occur several times during a single healing act, but after peaking once, these generally reduce in intensity, with each strobe episode becoming progressively lighter and more difficult to trigger. One solid heart center strobe episode is usually enough for any patient during a single healing session, but several strobe episodes can usually be produced. You will know when a healing session is over because heart center strobing and other healing energy movement sensations will reduce or cease. The current healing session for that patient can then be said to be over. If a patient is not very sick, one strobe event may be all that can be produced. Mystic Heart Distance Healing Method. The above method can also be applied to distance healing. A letter, photograph, or email letter on a PC screen or printed can be used to make the necessary connection. If you personally know the patient, this in itself is often enough to create the required psychic empathic connection. Any kind of real-time connection will improve the act of distance healing. A small lock of hair or similar, combined with a photograph, provides a good remote connection for distance healing. If you and your patient are also joined live by telephone or via a real-time internet message or chat program, your healing connection will be further improved. To perform distance healing, sit in a quiet place holding the letter or picture, or sit in front of your PC with the letter and or picture on screen. If connected via telephone or internet chat, ask your patients to close their eyes and clear their minds as best they can. Then close your eyes and prepare yourself as you would for contact healing. The trance state of consciousness is not absolutely necessary for healing, but this improves the quality of distance healing just as it does contact healing. To begin, first say a simple healing prayer for your patient, praying to whatever you believe in most. then raise energy in the same way as in the contact healing method given earlier. Imagine your patient's head is in front of and slightly below you, within easy arm's reach. So the top of your patient's head is felt roughly at your nose or chin level. Perfect visualization is not required. Just imagine your patient as best you can, so you can feel his or her essence. When you are ready to begin healing, reach out and place your hands, your real physical hands, roughly where you imagine your patient's head to be. Next, raise energy through your feet and legs to your heart center and push it down your arms and out of your hands, the same as you would with the contact healing method given earlier. Healing method results. In my experience, contact healing is the most efficient way to heal, but the results produced by distance healing can be excellent. Patients will often feel the touch of the healer's hands and the healing energy flowing into them during real-time distance healing sessions. This is especially so if they can relax and clear their minds during the distance healing act. Heart center strobing can occur with both contact and distance healing. With development and practice, the healing act with full heart center strobing can be accomplished in only a few minutes. This makes it possible for advanced healers to treat many patients in a short time. At a very high level of development, the healing act can be completed in seconds. The healing method presented herein is generally invigorating for healers as it does not deplete them of energy. It can, however, make healers hungry and thirsty, especially if many patients are treated in a row. When treating many patients, it's a good idea to keep a water bottle handy. If you get hungry, try not to eat anything heavy until you have finished your healing practice for the day. Eating will tend to deactivate the higher functions of your energy body for a short time. If you need to take a meal break, eat only fresh fruit and vegetables with no grains or proteins. Take water, juices and herbal teas, but no milk or tea or coffee. If you plan to resume healing after your break, try to stay centered and not talk with others too much. As said, the level of energy that can be produced during the healing act is always improved by the trance state. This is part of the reason why I urge my students to develop robust trance states so they can operate better in a trance state. Being able to open your eyes, to move your arms and talk quietly and even to stand while in trance are all possible with practice. This allows you to give healing in any situation. A few last words. The healing method given herein is simple, powerful and progressive. Its power lies partly in its simplicity and partly in the deliberate manipulation of the healer's energy body. This allows healers to intelligently cultivate and develop their own healing abilities, rather than just to hope that the energy will flow of its own accord. Energy will start flowing of its own accord through any natural healer, but this can always be improved on with the application of body awareness actions. Now I lay my pen to rest, and thank you for listening to my article. I hope you have gained something worthwhile. If you are planning on becoming a healer or on improving your healing ability, remember that healing is a profound act of love. In the true sense of the word, healing comes from your mystical heart. To learn more about heart-centered healing and to get energy work training, go to astralbob.com now. Let me know how this healing modality works for you. I like all the good feedback I can get. God bless, Robert. I hope you all enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed reading. Speak to you all soon. Meanwhile, pop over to www.astralwings.com. Into the beyond together.